I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brothers and sisters, thank you so very much for joining us on today's episode of Muslim Lady. We are in the studio with Sister Razia Shamili. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having this lovely conversation with me.
Alhamdulillah.
I love talking about these topics. You actually say things that I really enjoy listening to.
You have no idea how much you've inspired me through the course of these last few episodes.
Thank you.
And how much you've relieved me of the, you know, this pressing misunderstanding that exists in society regarding the topic of haya. Mm-hmm. And how they make it such a, like, a female responsibility. Mm-hmm. But when you explained it to me again, and it, I recognized it as a blessing, as mm-hmm. a virtue rather than a responsibility,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
It's a moral, ethical characteristic that we inherit from Allah Himself. Because he created us as his khalifa, as his representative on this earth, and he holds us in such a high regard, and he wants us to be awesome, and certain things are below us, and we shouldn't, you know, get ourselves involved with it because we're better than that, and that's what haya is. And I love the way that it just made so much sense now.
Alhamdulillah for the interpretation that we get from the Noble Quran
yes.
and the Ahadith. They
Absolutely.
Are really eye-openers.
They're like lifesavers, you know?
Seriously.
Now that we've established the importance of haya, its value, to a degree we improve it in ourselves, we strengthen it in ourselves, but in reality we're born with it. I think it would be a good time for us to discuss things that can endanger our haya and whether or not there are like little instances where we can lose this lofty gift.
One thing as an introduction to getting into the discussion that you just mentioned, when I was reading this beautiful verse 27 of the 7th chapter of the Quran,
uh-huh.
again, when we are talking about the story of Adam and Eve and mm-hmm. how they were expelled from heaven, you see that what the primary cause, as we said in the previous programs, was the removal of, you know, what was to the exposure mm. of their private parts. So if you really to look at our lives in today's world, you see that a lot of the mischief or a lot of the evil that is done to mankind, is through this taking away of the treasure of modesty from mm. them. This is exactly how Shaitan approached, he
our
tempted
ancestors,
them, you
right.
know, he was so... logical to them, mm. he swore to them that I mean well
I'm here
for
to give you.
You
advice
exactly.
and I want what's best for you
exactly
and God has been hiding something from you. You want to live forever. You're so fabulous and fine.
Exactly. So after all these temptations, this verse it addresses. It doesn't. In the Noble Quran, sometimes it says Ya Ayyuhan Nas. Sometimes it says Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. Here it says Ya Bani Adam.
Oh.
You know, people of all races, of all faces, of all times, of all faiths, you know, believers, non-believers, everybody. This is directed, this is addressed to all of you. La yaftinannakum ash-shaytan. Do not let shaytan to tempt you. How does he tempt you?
By making something look perfect and nice in your eyes.
Exactly. By adorning something
exactly.
for you, by beautifying it for
this
you.
This is what you need in your life right now. This is what you want.
And it's so, you know, as you said, again, the eyes.
Mm.
How do you see the beauty? Can you, if you see something, if you see something fabulous, like a beautiful cake or a beautiful car or a beautiful house. Can you see that? Can you sense that beauty without eyes?
Exactly.
So you see, this haya is the eyes of the intellect, and everything comes through وَإِذْ زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ.
And when the devil adorned their actions for them.
For them. Or قَالَ رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا أُغْوِيَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. I make everything to look, to seem so perfect. You know, in the advertisement,
yes.
This is how they get into you.
MashaAllah.
How
yes.
they get into your
food
mind.
Food advertisements. The picture of the burger you just showed me. You go, you look it up, you'll see that half of it isn't even real food. It's
exactly.
props. The bun wasn't real, the patty wasn't real, the cheese wasn't real, you know, the tomato was probably plastic, that juicy, watery touch to it was probably spray.
Exactly, exactly, you see? So the key or the technique through which Shaitan gets into you is the beautification of your a'mal.
Mm.
You know, of the appearance of things.
This is how modern civilization calls something like same-sex marriage human rights.
Exactly. On Instagram a couple of days ago, I was watching this guy have a talk. And then in between, he was talking about love in the family.
Yeah.
And he was talking for 10 minutes and there were like so many different beautiful, peaceful couples together sitting on the grass, holding each other's eyes and looking so lovingly into each other's eyes. And then one of the scenes, it was two ladies together, two women, you know, lesbians, obviously. So... And the way he depicted it was like, you know, you saw that you begin to doubt your own beliefs. That
exactly. Maybe some that's
people,
possible.
Yeah,
they're happy. How blissful they are.
Exactly.
My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong. Sometimes it just gets too much. I feel that I've lost touch. I know the road is long. Make me strong.
We have to be very careful that, to be in search of beauty is something that is inherent. But sometimes we misinterpret beauty and sometimes they... change your taste.
They like, really do.
You know, a couple of decades ago, if they showed you like the clothes that we are wearing right now, we would
You'd laugh at it.
Or the kind of food that we're eating right now, you would really throw it in the garbage.
And it's like when you put pizza in front of your grandma, she doesn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
She's like, give me proper food. What is this garbage?
Exactly.
I don't remember ever seeing my grandma eat pizza.
Seriously?
Ever.
Wow.
Because, you know, it's her taste hasn't been rendered like mine has.
But we give ourselves... you know, we want to melt in the crowd.
Mm.
We want to be part of the...
And accepted.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So we let ourselves, our taste, to be changed. And all this beautification of everything, the advertisement, the mass media plays a crucial role in having this done. And then at the end of the verse, there's a beautiful part that I really, really think it's amazing. It's again the key to in stopping, you know, in preventing this technique, this shaitan's technique, which says, "Illa." So this shaitan, he says, "I will." He said, "God, you know, because you ruined my life, I'm going to ruin theirs.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make sure I do it, okay?
Yeah. If I'm going down, they're going down with me."
Exactly. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ.
MashaAllah.
SubhanAllah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Again, it goes back to iman, to faith. مُخْلَص, it means someone who purely believes, you know... in the true sense, believes in monotheism, believes in the one God, and all his attributes and all the gifts that he has given me. Mindfulness, appreciation, right?
Right, right.
So if you have this virtue, if you truly purify yourself, you don't change your taste, you don't change your values, because a lot of oftentimes our values are changed into anti-values.
Mm-hmm.
The anti-value of the society becomes your value. Like, for example, maybe these days if a girl practices too much modesty, she will be banned. She will be bashed, right?
Mm,
nobody
exactly.
would like to be with such a person.
Yeah.
You have to be outgoing. You have to be
nice. All dolled up and look pretty.
Exactly.
And your nails are done. And
they wouldn't even want to marry you.
Exactly.
In many societies. Exactly. So you see, but at the end of the day, dear daughter of the Prophet says, if you purify your intention,
man
asada ila Allah khalasa ibadatih, whoever sends up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his pure worshipping act, and this worshipping act does not necessarily mean praying and fasting, any kind of act which you do purely for God is a worshipping act, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to you your afdala maslahatih, your best of interest.
MashaAllah, that's so beautiful.
It certainly is. And you see this used with regards to Prophet Yusuf, alayhi salam.
Exactly.
That he was one of the pure, the mukhlaseen.
While being one of the most beautiful.
Exactly.
He had everything going on for him. He was a young, beautiful man in a palace in Egypt. All the women swooned and died for him. They cut his hands for him. The sort of like the queen, the second lady of Egypt herself presented herself to him, fell in love with him madly. But he was like, God first. None of this means anything if it's going to bring down my worth in the eyes of God.
Exactly. You know, at that time, I was actually going to mention this later, but I'm going to mention it now. When the time that Zuleikha approached him, first of all, she put a cloth.
Mm.
She covered the idol that she had in the room. She said, you know, I don't want this idol to watch us doing this. And then she said, my God, this idol doesn't hear, doesn't see, doesn't have any benefit for you. But my God, who is in the control of this whole universe, is watching us, he's seeing us. And I wouldn't be ashamed of doing this in front of him. So there are other instances of acts that would diminish your haya that are mentioned in the ahadith that we have. For example, beggars. People who beg to people for help, they have less haya. The second instance is that not observing the boundaries of friendship. You know, like you get too close to someone and then you want to change your clothes. You do it in front of them.
Mm.
This will lower your haya. Three, talking too much.
Yeah, exactly. Being a blabbermouth.
You know why?
Unless you're on a radio show.
We only talk in this program,
yes,
you know.
Yes, we really
We're not talkative people.
No.
So when you talk too much, you make a lot of mistakes.
Yes.
When you make a lot of mistakes, then you say, so what? You know, I made a mistake. You would be less shameful of the things that you say.
You would become bold and audacious.
Exactly. And with less shame is less piety. And with less piety, you have a dead heart.
Mm. Thank you so very much, Sister Razia. And
thank you,
brothers and sisters, for being with us on this journey. Inshallah, we'll meet up again on the next episode of Muslim Lady. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the Lawwam?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.